إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him for His endless bounties upon us. The greatest of all is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to Islam and to follow the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The time is after Asr. The place is Masjid al-Tawheed in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Wal-Munasara, the occasion, is this class for women. Inshallah ta'ala, we're going to read from Sharh Riyad al-Salihin, the explanation of Riyad al-Salihin. Riyad al-Salihin is a very important book, a book of hadith compiled by Al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala. Whenever the scholars are asked about the books that the beginners and the Muslims should read, this is one of the books that the ulama, they advise. It's one of the books along with Kitab al-Tawheed, Talatul Usul, Kashf al-Shubuhat, and along with the Tafsir of Ibn Sa'di. This is one of the books that the ulama, they advise us to learn. Especially in Riyad al-Salihin, when you look at the chapters, first of all, it starts with al-ikhlas. Bab al-ikhlas wa ihdar al-niyya fi jami' al-a'mal wa al-aqwal al-bariz. About sincerity and checking your intentions for the sake of Allah. Then the second chapter is about tawbah, repentance. Then sabr, patience, sidq, truthfulness, and the like. Taqwa, muraqabat Allah, to be mindful that Allah sees you, hears you, whenever you may be on the life. Many, many chapters. Alhamdulillah. I understand that sometimes whenever a class is intended for women, and then some minds will go to, okay, we're going to talk about women affairs. Okay, well, this is a woman affairs. It is very important for the women to know ikhlas, sincerity, because without sincerity there is no action. I just want to point out this matter, because sometimes when we say this is class for women, it doesn't mean that we're just going to talk about dress and veil and... Yes, we're going to talk about the issues here in this book, Riyad al-Salihin. But what is the most important thing for them is the aqidah, is the condition of the heart. Because if a sister knows how to dress properly, and alhamdulillah, she covers from head to toes and all this, but what about the condition of the heart and the soul? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, ameen. In all of this. باب الإخلاص قال الإمام النووي رحمه الله تعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب الإخلاص وإحضار النية في جميع الأعمال والأقوال البارزة والخفية قال الله تعالى وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة سورة البينة الآية الخامسة وقال تعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم سورة الحج آية 37 وقال تعالى قل إن تخفوا ما في صدوركم أو تبدوه يعلمه الله سورة آل عمران الآية 29 The first of the chapters here is the chapter that is entitled Sincerity and significance of intentions for all actions, apparent and hidden. Those apparent actions and those who are hidden. And then Imam al-Nawawi rahimahu ta'ala, of course he began by saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and then he began to mention the proofs. First he mentioned proofs from the Quran. First from Surah Al-Bayyinah, chapter 98, verse number 5. And they were commanded not that they should worship Allah and worship none but Him alone, abstaining from ascribing partners to Him, and perform a salat, iqam al-salat, and give the zakat, and that is the right religion. Also, I mentioned the ayah 37 in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22. It is neither their meat nor their blood that reaches Allah, but it is piety from you that reaches Him. Also in Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, verse 29, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether you hide what is in your breast or reveal it, Allah knows it. And of course, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahu wa ta'ala mentioned narrations. He mentioned many narrations in this chapter. To be exact, he mentioned 12 narrations. Are we gonna, inshallah ta'ala, begin to read to you the explanation as Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala explained this chapter. He said, قال المؤلف باب الإخلاص. First, the Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, Muhammad ibn Salih Ibn Taymiyyah, one of the main scholars of our time. Rahimahullah, along with Shaykh Ibn Baz, Shaykh Al-Albani, Shaykh Muqbil, and others, rahimahumullah, Shaykh Ghudayyan, Shaykh Muhammad al-Jami, Shaykh Muhammad al-Ansari. May Allah have mercy on those who died and passed amongst them, and preserve and protect and increase in knowledge those who are still alive amongst them. Alhamdulillah. So he says, the Mu'allif, meaning Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, Bab al-Ikhlas, chapter of sincerity and intention. Al-Niyya mahalluha al-Qalb. Shaykh al-Rahim, he says, Niyya, its place is in the heart, is in the heart. Wala mahalla laha fil lisan fi jami'i al-A'mal. And that a person should not say the intention with their tongue. In any actions, in all actions. ولهذا كان من نطق بالنية عند إرادة الصلاة أو الصوم أو الحج أو الوضوء أو غير ذلك من الأعمال كان مبتدعا قائلا في دين الله ما ليس منه. Said the Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, said, so for this reason, whoever said with his tongue and utter loudly the intention with his tongue, when he or she is about to perform the prayer or fasting or hajj or wudu or other than this from the actions of worship, that's an innovator. That person has innovated something in the deen of Allah that is not from it. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يتوضأ ويصلي ويتصدق ويصوم ويحج. He says, because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he's our example, he used to make wudu. Prophet, he made wudu, he prayed, he fasted, he made hajj, he gave charity. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ يَنْتَقُ بِالنِّيَّةِ وَذَلِكَ لِأَنِّيَّ مَحَلُّهَا الْقَلْبِ. But the Prophet, he never said the intention, what he's about to do, he said it with his tongue. The Shaykh says, because the niyyah, its place is in the heart. Because there is some Muslims, when they are about to pray, they say it. They say, here I am at this place, I'm about to perform the Maghrib, 3 rak'at behind the Imam. No. Once you stand up, that's your intention. قال والله عز وجل يعلم ما في القلب ولا يخفى عليه شيء. He says, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's in the heart. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have to tell Allah what you're about to do. Allah knows what's in your heart. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the ayah that Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned in this chapter, the ayah 29 of Surah Ali Imran, قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether you hide what is in your hearts or you reveal it, Allah knows it. For us human beings, if you don't say it or you do something, we don't know what's in your mind, what's in your heart, what you're thinking about, what's your plans, unless you talk about them or put them on the paper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows them. قال الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله ويجب على الإنسان أن يخلص النية لله في جميع عباداته وأن لا ينوي بعبادته إلا وجه الله والدار الآخرة. So likewise, it is obligatory upon a person to have sincerity as related to his intentions, and it has to be all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While a person, he or she, performing any act of worship, they have to make sure there is an obligation to devote all those actions of worship for Allah alone. وَلَا يَنْوِي بِعِبَادَتِهِ إِلَّا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ وَالدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. That a believer should always intend by his actions the face of Allah, to please Allah, and that the action will be a beneficial for him or for her in the hereafter. قال وهذا هو الذي أمر الله به في قوله وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين أي مخلصين له العمل. The Shaykh says, for this reason Imam al-Nawawi رحمه تعالى has mentioned the ayah number 5 in Surah Al-Bayyinah as a proof to this chapter, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they were commanded not but they that they should worship Allah and worship none but Him. مخلصين له الدين, sincerely the religion, meaning his actions, their actions, they have to be done for Allah. That a person has to be sincere when they do actions. So likewise now, since this class is for our sisters, alhamdulillah, whatever you do as a mother or as a wife or as a sister or as a grandmother, or as a stepmother or stepdaughter, it doesn't matter. Whatever you do, you got to do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely. You don't do it because of the environment you live in. You don't do it for money. You don't do it because everybody is doing it. No, you need to know that this is something that you were commanded to do, and this is an act of worship, and you do it for the sake of Allah. We start with the hijab, the dress. It shouldn't be a problem for you to cover yourself properly, because this is what Allah commands you with. You don't just do it because all the women around you are covered properly. So what if you move somewhere else now? What are you going to do? And we've seen this happen before. Some women, when they came to the masjid, they dressed properly, niqab and everything. And when they, as soon as they leave the parking lot, they flip the niqab and that's it. And when they see a brother, a Muslim brother in a market, oh, they put the niqab again. So who are you doing it for? Are you doing it for people or are you doing it for Allah? You gotta make sure who you're doing this action for. If you're doing it for the people, that's a big problem. That's a big mistake. The ibadah has to be done for Allah. That's an example. Another example, teaching your children. Usually the father is gone to go to work on this. Alhamdulillah, you stay home and you teach them. Do it for Allah. You don't do it just only when the sisters come over. When some sisters come over for lunch, come here children, bring the book this, and the children, they may put you on the spot. They may like, what books? Let's continue those classes. What classes, mother? We never do classes. You know, they may even put you on a spot. Because kids, they don't know, they don't play games. But you have to do it for the sake of Allah. You do it for the sake of Allah. You teach your children. I'm not saying the whole day, even if it's 5 minutes, start with 10 minutes. It doesn't matter, there is company in your house, or there is no company, You're doing it because it is a good thing. It's good for you, it's good for your children, it's good for the household, it's good for Islam, it's good for the community. These are only a couple of examples. Likewise, when your husband, if you're married, talks to you, and you're supposed to talk to him nicely, kindly, not just in front of others. Whenever you may be, you're just him and him, just or amongst others, you do it because Allah commands you to do so. And of course, I'm giving advice to the sisters because this is their class. All right, we give a lot of advice to the brothers throughout the week. And then the Shaykh, rahimahullah, says, وَيَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَسْتَحْذِرَ النِّيَّةَ فِي جَمِيعِ الْعِبَادَاتِ. Says, likewise, a person has to always check his intention in every action of worship. Meaning, ask yourself this question, why are you doing this for? Why are you praying? Why are you giving sadaqah? Why are you helping that person? Why you give out that gift? All of these things. Why you fasting on Monday and Thursday? Alright? So it's very important. Why you came early for Jumu'ah? It's very important for us to constantly check our intentions. قال شيخ العثيمين رحمه الله فينوي مثلا الوضوء وأنه توضأ لله وأنه توضأ امتثالا لأمر الله. There are three things. نية العبادة ونية أن تكون لله ونية أنه قام بها امتثالا لأمر الله. Sheikh says, when you're about to make a ibadah, and he gave an example to make it clear, like wudu, when you're about to make wudu, you have the intention to make wudu. Because there is a difference between making wudu and just washing your face and arm. Some people, they may do that. Like for example, taking ghusl for Jumu'ah as an ibadah is different than just taking ghusl because somebody sweat. It's the same thing, you're going to pour water on you, but there's a big difference. The intention makes difference. So when you make wudu, you make your intention that this is a wudu, this is an ibadah, an act of worship. And you're doing it for Allah, and you're doing it because you're submitting to the command of Allah. Three things. قال هذا أكمل شيء في النية كذلك في الصلاة وفي كل العبادات. And this is the same thing applies on wudu, on salat, and on the rest of the actions of worship. قال وذكر المؤلف عدة آيات كلها تدل على أن النية محلها القلب وأن الله سبحانه وتعالى عالم بنية العبد. شيخ العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى يتساد قال الإمام النووي رحمه الله تعالى mention couple of verses. All of them point out that intention, its place is in the heart. That the place of the niyyah, intention, is in the heart. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of the intention of His servants. Allah knows what's in our hearts. رُبَّمَا يَعْمَلُ عَمَلًا يَظْهَرُ أَمَامَ النَّاسِ أَنَّهُ عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ وَهُوَ عَمَلٌ فَاسِدٌ. لِمَاذَا أَفْسَدَتْهُ النِّيَّةِ لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْقَلْبِ. Shaykh says that perhaps a person, whether it be a man or a woman, doesn't matter, may do an action apparently to the people, that's a beautiful action. Allahu Akbar. That's a good action. Something big, nice. That person, that sister, she got a lot of credit from the people. So what seems to the people, that's a righteous action. But actually with Allah is a corrupt action. What make it corrupt? The niyyah, the intention. Because Allah knows what's in the heart. That's why one of the Salaf, Shaykh Nu'atimin, rahimahullah, he didn't mention this, but this is something that comes to my mind right now. And for the fa'idah, for the benefit, one of the Salaf, rahimahullah, one of the scholars of the past, he says, رُبَّ عَمَلٍ صَغِيرٍ كَبَّرَتْهُ النِّيَّةِ وَرُبَّ عَمَلٍ كَبِيرٍ صَغَّرَتْهُ النِّيَّةِ. One of the Salaf, he said, رُبَّ عَمَلٍ صَغِيرٍ كَبَّرَتْهُ النِّيَّةِ. Perhaps that a person may do something, maybe in his eyes and the eyes of others is nothing, is a little thing. But because of the intention behind that action is big with Allah, he become big. the intention make it big. وَرُبَّ عَمَلٍ كَبِيرٍ صَغَّرَتْهُ النِّيَّةِ. Likewise, an action may seem in the eye of that person who does it a huge action. Huge. It's big. But with Allah, because of the intention behind that big action that seems to be big in the eye of that person or in the eyes of others, with Allah is small. He gets small reward because of the intention. He becomes nothing because of the intention. قال الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى وما يجازى الإنسان يوم القيامة إلا على ما في قلبه. He says, and a person on the Yom al-Qiyamah, actually, they are rewarded according to what's in their hearts, according to the action of the hearts. And he mentioned the ayat in Surah Al-Tariq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ. في سورة الطارق قال إِنَّهُ عَلَى رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٍ يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر. Does the ayat number 8 to 10. Verily Allah is able to bring him back to life the day when all the secrets, see secrets, deeds, prayers, fasting, will be examined as to their truth. Then he will have no power nor any help. Secrets. This thing that Allah knows. And also in Surah Al-Adiyat, يَوْمَ تُخْتَبَرُ السَّرَائِرُ أَيْضًا كَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Surah Al-Adiyat. That's the ayat number 9 and 10. Number 9 and 10. Knows he not that when the contents of the graves are poured forth, when all mankind is resurrected, and that which is in the breasts of men shall be made known. Shall be made known. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's in the hearts of His servants. قال الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى, and this is something very important point that you want to highlight it. ففي الآخرة يكون الثواب والعقاب والاعتبار بما في القلب. He says, in the hereafter, rewards and retributions, punishments, is relevant to what's in the hearts, according to what's in the heart, that's in the hereafter. أما في الدنيا فالعبرة بما ظهر. As for in this dunya, it's what's apparent to you. فيعامل الناس بظواهر أحوالهم. So in this dunya, you judge the people based on what you see from them. And don't fall into the mistake, as Shaykh al-Albani رحمه وتعالى said, about the intentions. Because Shaykh al-Albani رحمه وتعالى says, he was asked a question once about certain people who they want, they say they're Salafis, but they want to participate in elections in this country, and those elections are not good, they like anybody, you know. Hizbiyah and this. And the person who was asking the question said, Ya Shaykh, they say, yes, they want to do this for good and for this, but we know what's in their hearts. Shaykh al-Albani said to that person, stop right there, man. The man said, I didn't finish the question. He said, you don't have to finish the question. Let us correct this first. He said, how do you know what's in the heart? The Prophet don't know what's in the heart. How do you know what's in the heart? He said, this is wrong, Ya Akhi. You judge by the appearance, what the people do and say. But you don't say, listen. And this is a mistake. Some brothers or maybe sisters fall into this. You find two sisters talking, and before the other one finished, she stopped her. She said, "Can I finish?" "No, I know what you're going to say." "What do you mean you know what you're going to say?" "You don't know what she's going to say. You have to learn how to listen to one another. Listen. And then based on what they say, then you can make a decision. Not based on what you assume they may say." And that's how a lot of problems happen. Sometimes some sisters, they just assume. Some brothers, they just assume. But we don't assume. Let us listen. The Prophet ﷺ, he didn't assume. He supported by the revelation, but he used to ask the people, "Why did you do this for this?" And he used to wait. And he used to listen to the companion until they say their story. And the Prophet ﷺ, he used to base on what he hear and what he said, what the people say. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is the example for us. So the Shaykh says, in this dunya, you deal with the people according to what is apparent from them, what you see from them. وَلَكِنْ هَذِهِ الظَّوَاهِرِ. Now the Shaykh says, but now these actions that is manifested by the people, إِنْ وَافَقَتْ مَا فِي الْبَوَاطِنِ صَلُحَ ظَاهِرُهُ وَبَاطِنُهُ وَسَرِيرُهُ وَعَلَانِيَتُهُ. But if those actions now that the people show to us and we show to the people, if they agree in harmony with what's inside of us, alhamdulillah, that's what actually we're supposed to be upon. That both our actions and our intention has to be righteous. Not like a person put on a big show, righteous action, but then the heart is corrupt. The intentions are corrupt. The thinking and the ideas are corrupt. No, this is no good. وَإِنْ خَالَفَتْ وَصَارَ الْقَلْبُ مُنْطَوِّنْ عَلَنِيَ فَسِدَ فَمَا عَدَمَ خَسَارَتَهُ. But if a person now, his actions go against what's in his heart, if that sister, for example, she show to the people righteousness, but her heart is corrupt, and that's a loss. That's a lost situation. There is no good in it. You can't just show to the people righteousness, but in the heart is something else. You have to be both. قَلْ يَعْمَلْ وَيَتْعَبْ وَلَا حَظَّ لَهُ فِي الْعَمَلْ كَمَا جَاءَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He says, this is very important, how important, because you find a person, he or she, working hard, doing a lot of acts of worship, a lot of efforts, a lot of sacrifices. They work hard, they tired, they spend a lot of energy, but then they have no reward for their action. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said to us in an authentic hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَالَ أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءِ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَشْرَكَ فِيهِ مَعِيَ غَيْرِي تَرَكْتُهُ وَشِرْكَهُ. أخرجه مسلم في كتاب الزهد والرقائق. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, Allah said, so this is the hadith Qudsi, I am in no need for partners, that they are to be set with me in worship. So therefore, whoever does an action and he set another partner with me in it, I leave him and that which he has ascribed with me as a partner. Imam Muslim rahimahu ta'ala, he collects this hadith in his book, in his Sahih, Kitab al-Zuhd al-Raqa'iq, hadith number 2985. قال شيخ العثيمين رحمه الله فالله الله أيها الإخوة بالإخلاص لله. Then he says, by Allah, all brothers, and we say all sisters, because this class is for you, that we should take good care and give much importance to this very important subject matter, which is إخلاص, sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ قَدْ يَأْتِيكَ عِنْدَ إِرَادَةِ عَمَلِ الْخَيْرِ فَيَقُولُ إِنَّكَ إِنَّمَا تَعْمَلُ هَذَا جَاءً. Then keep in mind from the tricks of the shaitan, when you're intended to do something that is good, you good, alhamdulillah, you want to do something good, but then the shaitan will come to you and whisper to you and say, oh yeah, this is you doing it for shawab, to keep you away from doing it. The shaitan will whisper to you and tell you, oh, you're doing it for shawab. And subhanAllah, maybe two nights ago, a brother came to me and told me the same thing, subhanAllah. After Fajr, actually. But yesterday after Fajr. Right after the Salat, his brother, young brother, he came and said, Akhi, mashallah, I don't know, I just want to tell you something. Sometimes I be praying, mashallah, and I'm praying for Allah, but then I hear people talking behind me, something, and something came to me, and I feel like I'm doing it for them. See, that's the same thing. Here's the answer from Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen. قال فالشيطان بهذا يحبط همتك ويثبتها ولكن لا تلتفت إلى هذا ولا تطعه بل اعمل سبحان الله. He says now the shaitan wants to do this, he whispered to you like this because he wants to turn you away from doing that action and he wants to disturb you. Why you doing that righteous action? He wants to disturb your mind, he wants to disturb you. The shaykh says don't pay him no mind. If something comes to your mind like that, pay it no mind. Forget about it. And continue. Don't obey the shaitan in this one. Continue with your action. Don't stop. Because some people, they want to do something and then shaitan whispers and says, "Oh, you're doing it for show off." No, he's not going to give the charity anymore. No, he says, don't obey the shaitan. Continue and do it. لِأَنَّكَ لَوْ سُئِلْتَ هَلْ أَنْتَ الْآنَ تَعْمَلُ هَذَا الْيَاءً وَسُمْعَةً قُلْتَ لَا. He says, because if you were asked, are you doing this for show off? Certainly you will say no. إذن فهذا الوسواس الذي أدخله الشيطان في قلبك لا تلتفت إليه. So therefore this whisper of the shaitan that he tried to get into your heart, pay it no mind. Don't pay it no mind. Keep doing what you're doing. After this introduction, the shaykh now he began to explain the ahadith. The first hadith that Imam al-Nawawi رحمه الله تعالى mentioned, قال عن أمير المؤمنين أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب ابن نفيل ابن عبد العزة ابن رياح ابن عبد الله ابن قرط ابن رزاح ابن عدي ابن كعب ابن لؤي ابن غالب القرشي العدوي رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله ومن كانت هجرته لدنيا يصيبها أو امرأة ينكحها ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه متفق على صحته رواه إمام المحدثين أبو عبد الله محمد بن إسماعيل بن إبراهيم ابن المغيرة ابن بردزبة الجعفي البخاري وأبو الحسين مسلم بن الحجاج بن مسلم القشيري النيسابوري رضي الله عنهما في صحيحيهما اللذين هما أصح الكتب المصنفة. Then he mentioned the hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, on the authority of Umar al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, who reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the deeds are considered by the intentions, and a person will get the reward according to his intention, and a woman according to her intention. So whoever immigrated for Allah and his Messenger, his immigration will be for Allah and his Messenger. And whoever immigrated for worldly benefits or for a woman to marry, his immigration would be for what he immigrated for. Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahu ta'ala, he says in the explanation, في الشرح, الشرح is the explanation. لما كان هذا الباب في الإخلاص لله وأنه ينبغي أن تكون النية المخلصة لله في كل قول وفي كل فعل وعلى كل حال وذكر المؤلف من الآيات ما يتعلق بهذا المعنى ذكر رحمه الله من الأحاديث ما يتعلق به أيضا وصدر هذا بحديث عمر بن الخطاب الذي قال فيه سمعت الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. شيخ العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى since this chapter is about sincerity, having sincerity and doing all actions for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every statement and action, in all of our affairs. And the author of Riyad al-Salihin, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahu ta'ala, has mentioned some of the verses pertaining to this. He says, after that, he mentioned the selection from the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pertaining to this subject matter, also this title of ikhlas, sincerity. But he started with this hadith, the hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. In it, he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the deeds are considered by the intention, and a person will get the reward according to his intentions. قال الشيخ هاتان الجملتان اختلف العلماء رحمهم الله فيهما فقال بعض العلماء إنهما جملتان بمعنى واحد وأن الجملة الثانية تأكيد الجملة الأولى. He said these two statements, إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. He says these two phrases and sentences, the people of Ma'al and the scholars, they differ about them. Some of them they said there's two sentences, but they carry the same meaning. And that the second sentence, pour emphasis on the first one, bring more emphasis to the meaning contained in the first sentence. ولكن هذا ليس بصحيح. وذلك لأن الأسباب الكلامي أن يكون تأسيس للتأكيد. And then the Sheikh began to mention some terminology in the Arabic language. He says, but this is not right. He says, because when you ponder and reflect upon these two sentences, you find that there is a difference between them in the meaning. فالأولى سبب والثانية نتيجة. And the Sheikh explains that the first sentence is a mean, but the second one is a result. Is the result. الأولى سبب يبين فيها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن كل عمل لا بد فيه من نية. He says, as for the first sentence, how do we understand that is a mean? Because in it the Prophet ﷺ made clear the means for a deed to be correct, but it has to be established upon it, a niyyah, an intention. فكل عمل يعمله الإنسان وهو عاقل مختار فلا بد فيه من نية ولا يمكن لأي عاقل مختار أن يعمل عملا إلا بنية. It is because in any actions that is performed by a person who has sound mind and doing it willingly, not forced to do it, that has to be accompanied by intention. So it's impossible, he says, for a person to just do something without intention. It's impossible. No, he has intention, he desires to do it, he wants to do it. حتى قال بعض العلماء لو كلفنا الله عملا بلا نية لكان من تكليف ما لا يطاع. He said so much so that some of the people of knowledge, they said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would command us to do something without intention, certainly it will be very hard on us to do. قال وهذا صحيح. So this is correct. كيف تعمل وأنت عاقل في عقلك وأنت مختار غير مكره عملا بلا نية. He says, how could it possible for a person, for example, he says, you, that you have a sound intellect, and you willingly, you want to do this, but you still, nobody forced you to do it, and you're doing it without intention. You have no desire, no intention to do it. So, هذا مستحيل, that is impossible. لأن العمل ناتج عن إرادة وقدرة. والإرادة هي النية. Because the action, it is the fruit of you wanting to do it. You drink some coffee, but how you drink a coffee? You wanted to drink coffee, right or wrong? That's the intention, he said. You wanted to drive. You want to come here. You want to sit in this class. That's your intention, he says. قال إذن فالجملة الأولى معناها أنه ما من عامل إلا وله نية. He says, so the explanation of the first sentence, إنما الأعمال بالنيات, meaning whenever somebody does something, except that he has an intention behind it. ولكن النيات تختلف اختلافا عظيما وتتباين بعيدا كما بين السماء والأرض. Said, but these intentions that the people have, they are so different from one another. So different. The action may be the same, but the intentions, they may be so far apart from one another as the distance between the earth and the heavens. قال من الناس من نيته في القمة في أعلى شيء ومن الناس من نيته في القمامة في أخذ شيء وأدنى شيء. Sheikh gave a beautiful example. He said some of the people, their intentions is high in the peak of the mountains. It's like someone who's high in a lofty place. In everything he wants to do, he wants to be amongst the best.
He said, why other people, their intention is in a trash can? They do stuff, trashy actions.
وَلَيَعْدِ بِاللَّهِ
قال حتى إنك لترى رجلين يعملان عملا واحدا واحدا يتفقان في ابتدائه وانتهائه وفي أثنائه وفي الحركات والسكنات والأقوال والأفعال وبينهما كما بين السماء والأرض كل ذلك باختلاف النية. الشيخ gave example. He says, perhaps you may see two men. They doing the same action. They agreed to do the same action. They started in the same time. They finished it in the same time. And they were doing the same moves, same statements, same action, but still the reward that this one getting the other one is far apart from one another, like the distance between the heavens and the earth. Why? Because of the intentions. They have different intentions. Yes, they're doing the same thing. For example, in the Salah, two people, they start right there, they stand up when the Iqamah is called, and they make takbir, and they did everything. And they make taslim, but this one get something, this one get the other thing, according to, is it according because this person pray more rak'at? Or this person come before him? No, they start and they did the same thing, according to the intention. According to the intention. Lay him down. Move over, Abdullah. Nicely, say Bismillah. قال إذا الأساس أنه ما من عمل ما من عمل بلا نية. So therefore, remember this: there is no action without intention. There is no such thing except. He said, نتيجة قوله وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. He said, and this is the result now. The result of those intention, everyone will get the reward according to his intention. قال إن نويت الله والدار الآخرة في أعمالك الشرعية حصل لك ذلك. He said, now, why are you doing? Why are you performing your actions? If you intend to please Allah, and that this action will benefit you on the Day of Judgment, in all of your actions that are legislated for you, نعم, you will get that, inshallah. Allah will be pleased with you, and that action will benefit you in Yawm al-Qiyamah if you intend that. وَإِنْ نَوَيْتَ الدُّنْيَا فَقَدْ تَحْسِلُ وَقَدْ لَا تَحْسِلُ. But if you intend, salam Allah. But if you intend with that the dunya, you may get it and you may not get it. Allahu Akbar. See? If a person does an action of worship for Allah, and his intention is pure, and so that action will benefit him or her in the Day of Judgment, yes, you will get that, no doubt. But if a person does an action for the dunya, for a gain in this life, he may get it and he may not. That's all he's going to get if he get it, by the way. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الإسراء من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد. This is سورة الإسراء, chapter 17, in the verse 18. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we'll read to you the meaning as we read from the Noble Quran. Whoever desires the quick passing, the transitory enjoyment of this world, we readily grant him what we will for whom we like. ما قال عجلنا له ما يريد. شوف شيخ العثيمين, he says Allah سبحانه وتعالى, he says Allah didn't say we will readily grant him what he wants. No, Allah said what we want. Allahu Akbar. You pay attention to the ayah, right? Because the ayah says من كان يريد العاجلة, whoever wants this life, عجلنا له فيها, we will give him from this life. قال ما نشاء, لم يقل ما يشاء. Allah, he said, we will give him from it that which we want to give him. He said, we will give him whatever he wanted. Allahu Akbar.
That's why we need the ulama, ya akhwan. We need the scholars. Because they look at the ayat, they have the same two eyes, right? Huh? Two eyes. You think Shaykh ibn Baz even have six eyes? Some of them, they have eyes, couldn't even see with them. Shaykh ibn Baz, rahmatullah, Shaykh Ubayd, and others, Mufti. But they have the heart, they see it through the knowledge Allah given them. That's why we need the ulama. Somebody said, listen, now I'm going to go check, I have the book. Yeah, get the book. We all have the book, and we couldn't get it. But the ulama, from what Allah has given them. Any community, or any person, or any family, you can move, you can make progress without, if you think you're going to do it without the ulama. If you think you're just going to do it on your own, well, I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm not going to tell you keep trying, because I'm going to have mercy on you. I'm going to tell you stop that nonsense now. Because they ain't going to get you nowhere. And turn to the work of the ulama. Don't tell me I'm going to keep trying. No, I'm going to tell you, man, just, you ain't going to go nowhere. Put it to the side. In any affair, turn to the ulama. What they say about how can I do this, how can I do that. بل قال ما نشاء أي لا ما يشاءه لمن نريد لا لكل إنسان فقيد المعجل ومعجل سبحان الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, if somebody wants this life, you asking for dunya, you asking for wealth, you asking for this, you asking for children, you asking for this and that. Allah says, yeah, we will give some of it to whom we will to give it to. And we will give them what we want to give to. He didn't say, we will give them whatever they want. No. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has restricted that which the people wanted. Now they're not going to get everything they ask for. And has restricted the one who's also be given to. Allah didn't say, we give whoever asks anything, we give it to him. And Allah didn't say, whoever asks for anything, we give him whatever we want to give him. No. Allah said, whoever asks for something in the dunya, we will give whatever we want to whom we will. SubhanAllah. Even so, this is very important for us to understand. Sometimes you ask for something, who you ask? I'm asking your brothers here. You ask Allah, right? Alright. Is there anyone better than Allah to ask? Do you know Allah as you should? Through His beautiful names and attributes, He's the Just, Al-Adil. He's the most generous. And He wants good for us. He's a Rahman, He's a Rahim. So when we ask Him and He chooses for us, and give us or don't give us, so why we have a problem? Because sometimes you ask Allah for something, and Allah knows that it's no good for you. If He give it to you, it's going to be a problem, big problem for you. So Allah, out of mercy, don't give it to you. What we do? When we don't get it, many of us, we get mad. We complain, why he didn't give it to me, and this. Allah knows what's good for you. I give you an example. Wallahu la tudrabu lahu al-amthal. We're not giving this example because so that to compare this example to the example of Allah. No. A woman. So this is a class for those sisters, noble sisters. As a mother, do you give anything that your children ask you for? Anything they ask for? Of course, no, you don't. 2-year-old asking you for stuff. They have no idea what that thing they're asking for may do to them. Is it good for them? Is it not good for them? Is it harmful for them? They don't know. They just see it, they want it. They see it, they want it. As you take them to Walmart, to Publix, to Kroger, and you pass by an aisle, they want everything they see on the aisle, especially if it's a candy. Do you give them everything? No. Is it because you oppress them? Is it because you don't like them? No. It's because you know it's not good for them. And some of your children, you give them, some you don't. Is it because you're racist and you don't like your children? No, because some of them, at that moment, this is not good for them. But those guys, yes, they can have it. The other, they can't. SubhanAllah. If we understand it in this, why is it difficult for us to understand it when we deal with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty? You, as a mother, you can be wrong, yes? Or you may not want to give it to them because you're mad at them. Because Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is an adil, is a just.
Or you may not want to give it to your child because what? Another reason? You can afford it.
Right or wrong?
Your budget is tight. Is candy supply on Allah? Allah don't give you because Allah don't have it?
A'udhu billah.
لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Yes, you as a mother, you have a budget. You got $50 and you have a list of $350. Now you have a list that needs $350 plus, but you have only $50 in your pocket. So now you see, even that list that you want is restricted. Now you're going to go and get some milk and some bread. You're not going to get ice cream. And you're not going to get something else, like vanilla flavor coffee. What do you call it?
Cappuccino,
whatever it is. You're not going to get those things. You want it, it's on a list. But hey, diapers for the kids is more important. Bread, milk is more important. Right or wrong? Huh? And you want it. You want to get that Twizzler for your children. They deserve it. Because they were so nice and kind the whole week. They did their chores. They did their homework. They've been nice and kind. But why now you're not giving it to them? Because they can't afford it. Does any of this apply on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hasha wa kalla. Never, ever. So why we get all cranky and this and messed up and hyper and feel like, man, why I didn't get it? Why you didn't get it? Because the one who didn't give it to you, he's the just, the most generous. He didn't keep it from you because he doesn't have it. He didn't keep it from you because you're black or you're white or you're Arab or you're non-Arab. I ain't did what for that. No. He keep it for you because there's a reason. Allah is Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. So it's very important for us to remember these things. So sometimes, as far as I'm talking to my sisters in Islam, sometimes she want to do something, but her husband said, no, not this week, maybe next week, next paycheck. That's it. If Allah wants you to have that right away, that husband of yours, he will say, oh, no problem, mashallah, here. Oh, go to my pocket, take whatever you want. Allahu Akbar. But since he says, listen, you know what? Inshallah, but not this week. Said, you should say, alhamdulillah. You should thank him and say, oh, jazakallah khairan, by the way, mashallah. Next week it's fine with me. Then the husband is going to say, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. What happened? And then you say to him, oh, what happened? Knowledge. Chapter of Ikhlas. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, Riyad Salihin. That's what happened. See the difference? And then the husband will say, subhanAllah, where is that chapter at? Oh yeah, he's right here. Look, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen said this, and the brother, he was explaining this and this, reading to us. No, I don't have to worry about you. You're not the one that gives. It's Allah who gives. Before I was born, everything that I get, or I'm not going to get in, where I'm going to go, where I'm not going to go, or how I'm going to spend the days here, or outside, or over there, is finished with. I can't change none of that. All I have to do is to make things easy in my life. By what? By submitting to the will of Allah. That's why, subhanAllah, when we get to the Qadr, like I told you in the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi on Sunday, subhanAllah, it's an amazing thing when Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan mentioned the benefits of believing in the Qadr, but not just believing it, oh, I believe in the Qadr, but understanding it, and if you act upon it, your life will have ease. Because you know everything is done by Allah's will. So you try your best, but if you didn't get it, because Allah didn't want to give it to you, can you go against Allah? So why we go against people? Sometimes you may go and apply for a job for a brother, a Muslim brother, and then you think like alhamdulillah, and then when you go over there and you find like by his office, you know, in a waiting area. I'm talking to the brothers by the way right now, okay? And the sister may understand too, inshallah. And then you go over there and you find like two Mexicans and three Christians or non-Muslims waiting. And you know that like they come in here to get a job too. They want to apply for the same. And you think like, man, I'm the only Muslim, Masjid Tawheed, the brother who has the job. Huh? He pray with me. I know him. So what your nafs tell you? I'm getting the job. No doubt, right? Man, I'm the only Muslim. Not just Muslim, I'm Salafi. All these are kuffar. And this brother that I'm about to talk to him about the jihad, who is he? Yeah, he prayed with us in here, in the masjid. I know him for 5 years. Good brother. So your nafs told you what? I got the jihad. Maybe one of us called his wife and say, no, I got it. I got it. He didn't get the interview yet. I got it. She's like, woohoo, alhamdulillah, she's happy, everybody, because that's a good job. Then what happened? The Mexican get the job. And then that same brother who, alhamdulillah, he said, Akhi, mashallah, but mashallah, I can't give you this job. So what you do now? What you do? Huh? You get mad, right? On normal circumstances, because of who we are, we know that. Of course you're going to get mad, right or wrong? And you're going to say, your nafs once again intervene. Your nafs is going to tell you what? SubhanAllah. He gave it to a kafir? I'm his brother that I walk. SubhanAllah. This brother is who you're telling me? Now you're going to be like, even go deep. And you shouldn't even take one strike. He shouldn't even do none of that. You shouldn't go no deep. Stay on the surface. See what I'm talking about? But if you have your good intention, you go there and you say, listen, job is from Allah. It doesn't matter. Muslim, non-Muslim, it doesn't matter. If Allah wants this for me, I got it. You go there, the brother says, Akhi, I can get a job, mashallah. But he give it to the Mexicans. Alhamdulillah, Allah who gives, not yet you. And then, who knows, maybe that brother, he just want to test you. Huh? He want to see. Can you imagine you fight and you send text like this guy, ain't no Salafi, man. Akhi, he's fake. Why he's fake? Why? Because he didn't give you the job, he's fake now. Or maybe you don't have qualification. The Mexican have qualification, he don't have it. Right or wrong? Oh, he's fake, akhi. That brother is fake. He ain't no good Muslim. Because he didn't give you dunya. But if you know this ayah, whoever wants the dunya, huh? We give him. Did Allah say we give him? No, Allah says we gave from it to whom he we will. They say we give him. But now, if you're like, if that brother say, MashaAllah, is that Allah fan? You give it to the Mexican, alhamdulillah, that's your business. Allahu Akbar. Allah, actually, Allah who gives. So what? That brother may like, oh, you know what? I have a better position for you since you have this attitude. Come here, Akhi. You be the supervisor on the Mexicans. Allahu Akbar. See how it is? Allahu Akbar. قال الشيخ رحمه الله إذن من الناس من يعطى ما يريد من الدنيا ومنهم من يعطى شيئا منه ومنهم ما لا يعطى شيئا أبدا سبحان الله. So therefore, based on this ayah, some of the people, they are given what they want from the dunya. They want it, Allah give it to them. Some people, Allah give them some of what they want. Some they want big, but Allah give them only a little bit of it. And some people, they are not even given anything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. Allah is not to be questioned of what He does. We are the ones that are going to be questioned our actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our intentions and make our actions sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to stop here inshaAllah ta'ala in this first class of the explanation of Riyad al-Salihin. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll continue next Monday. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.